put your hands together for the comedy of Mr. Bill Hicks. Bill Hicks.
Thank you. It's my new Dylan impression. What do you think? Got the voice down pretty good. Yeah, I've been working on it. Another hand for Dwight Slade and Bobby Tampley. Give them some love. Hey. Hey. It's a very good week for me. This is the first time Dwight and I have worked together in a long time. We started off doing comedy together in Houston, Texas when we were 13 years old, which was about, what, 10? Long time ago. Thank you. I just wanted to share that. I think that's interesting, isn't it? We started off when we were 13. Our parents said, well, let get it out of your system. And here we are, long time later, still trying to do that. I think tonight we may get it out of our system, though, with your help. Gee, it was going great to that first show of Chicago Sunday, Dad. Fuck, I realized I should have gone to college that night. I knew it. Thought it might be the second show, but it was the first? Yeah, Dad, thank you. Anyway, this is great. I've had more people in bed before than this, so it's exciting for me. And I had a good time yesterday. I went and bought lingerie for my girlfriend. You guys ever do that? Buy lingerie for your girlfriend or wife? Never. You ever done that? Never. Are you ladies all like wearing cotton with holes in it right now? I don't understand. Am I like some kind of cretin by doing this? It's not a night. What do you guys buy your girls? Skillet so they can make you burgers while you watch the fucking game? Honey, I got you some pot handle holders. So get in there and start cooking. I got some buddies coming over, smoke some big turds, and play poker. So get ready, woman. Don't say I never gave you nothing. Excuse me, is it only me who likes to pamper his lady so that she'll fuck his brains out every night? Pardon me for having a backup plan, guys. Yeah. Lingerie. You ever buy lingerie for your girlfriend or wife? No. Never occurred to you to do that, did it? See, it's not really for her. It's for you. Don't you understand? It's really neat. Because you go into the lingerie shop, and these beautiful women come over and help you with your fantasy. I mean, they're great. They're so nice about it. Can I help you? Yeah, I want to buy some lingerie for my girlfriend. Well, what is she like? Well, I don't know. What do you got? Well, we got some crotchless hose. Think she'd like that? Well, I think she's going to learn to like that. Wrap that one up. Yeah, she'll... Yeah. What else you got? Well, we got some hose with the bottoms cut out. I like those. You do? Get two of those and keep one, because that's going home with me. You don't have any interest in buying your wife or your girlfriend hose with the ass cut out, sir. That doesn't appeal to you at all. I say, hey, we're real men here. We like our women to wear cotton and burlap. We fucking with burlap panties between us because we're real men. We're watching the Bears game simultaneously, too. So, sorry, my girlfriend has hose with the ass cut out, sir. Pardon me for being the pussy that I am. Or pussy. I am the pussy pamperer. I pamper my pussy. Is that weird? If you got, is this your boyfriend or husband? Who is this? Neither. Dude, don't even buy another fucking drink. This doesn't look good. This does not look good. Neither. Who is married here? Sir, you have bought lingerie for your wife, have you not?
No.
Never? Am I a pervert? No. Who here, let me ask, who guys have bought lingerie for their girlfriend or wife? Thank all the guys who are getting laid tonight. Yes. Yes. These fucking guys are here. Well, I'm getting a burger tonight. I didn't buy her that skillet. Pardon me for like having romantic thoughts. Romantic, yeah. Definite edge there. Romance, total perversion. There we are. We jumped the level. There we are. Romance is flowers. Perversion is sticking the flowers up her ass. I don't know what it is. I don't know the exact line that you cross, but I've crossed it many a time. The sad thing is, you know, that's life. It's a learning thing. Anyway, it's good to be here. I live in New York City now. Very strange experience. Have anybody been to the city lately? You have. Unbelievable. First thing you notice, of course, is what?
It's old.
It's old. Of course, the modern Chicago. It's what? It's falling apart. Exactly. And the homeless everywhere? I mean, really, it's just markedly amazing. Thousands of homeless. They're fucking bums, let's be honest, all right? They are. Very idea, they want me to just give them the hard-earned money my folks send to me every week. You leech, get a job. My dad works 8 hours a day for this money, goddammit. I mean, I'll get on my high horse right in the street. When I first moved up there, I was unaware that there'd be so many and what they were doing. Because, I mean, really, are there not just thousands of these guys? And they just come up to you, hey, you got any money? And my first time there, hey, you got any money? I was like, yeah, I do. Thanks for asking. It feels great. See ya. I thought they were being nice. Hey, you got any money? Your health okay? You calling your mom? Yeah, I am. Thanks. Boy, they're sure nice here in New York. They're really concerned about you. And some of them, though, some of these guys. You ever have the one that, did you get bummed a lot for money?
No.
A couple of times. Did you, only there one night. Well, there you go. Did you, you get the one guy that turns on you, that guy. Because I give him quarters, you know, I'm sorry, I got money. Sometimes I don't have any quarters, and I'm not going to break a 20 for a bum. I'm sorry, I've got a life. I got crotchless hoes to get home immediately, all right? But the guy that turns on you in the street, embarrasses you. Hey, could you help me out? Sorry, I don't have anything. Motherfucker! Whoa, whoa, where's my checkbook? Oh, is that Mr. Bum? How do I make this out? Capital V for vagrant? What? .25. Jesus. And they say the dumbest thing. One guy said to me, I said, hey, I don't have anything. Sorry. Thanks for nothing, pal. You don't know what it's like to be broke. Yeah, I do. That's why I work. I know exactly what it's like. You sleep on the pavement, you dig through garbage for food, and you bum money from strangers. Am I right? Hey, that is what I do. I knew it. See ya. Actually, I feel very sorry for these guys. Anybody could be a bum, man. All it takes is the right girl, the right bar, and the right friends, and you are well on your way. I was 3 for 3. I quit drinking a year ago. I feel good about that. A lot of people feel better about it than I do, which tells you how obnoxiously fucking drunk I could get. Thank God Hicks isn't drinking. Man, I get pulled over by the cops. I'd be so drunk. I'd be out dancing to their lights, thinking I'd made it to another club. I used to love drinking because I love the drinking myths, you know. What's that drink? Is that mezcal, the one with the worm at the bottom? Yeah, that's a great myth. Hey, you drink a whole bottle of mezcal and you eat that worm, you get visions. Yeah, that's a great one. Let me tell you something. You drink a whole bottle of mezcal, there could be a fucking tadpole at the bottom of that motherfucker. You're going to be seeing shit, all right? The worm has nothing to do with it. You drink a whole bottle of 191 proof liquor. There could be nothing at the bottom. You'll be seeing something. Hey, is that a worm? Really bugged me when I was drinking and driving. I thought this was very unfair. The years I was drinking and driving, I drove a Chevette. Getting a DWI in a Chevette is kind of humiliating, you know? It's not like if I hit anyone, it'd make a difference either. God damn it, be fair. Son, you're drunk, no doubt about it, but you're in a Chevette. Hell, go get them. Excuse me. Pardon me. Watch out. I'm a little drunk. It'd be like a big wheel hitting your shin, you know? But nothing good. So I don't drink. I don't do drugs. I want to thank management for offering. No. Actually, I used to do drugs. I had no luck with drugs. One time, me and three friends dropped acid, drove around in my dad's car. He has one of those talking cars. We're tripping, and the car goes, the door is ajar. We pulled over and thought about that for 12 hours, huh? How can a door be ajar? I don't know, but I see it. I see it too, goddammit. The big fucking mayo jar. Shit. I see mustard. Fuck you, it's mayo, man. It's a goddamn mayo jar on the car. Why do they do this to us? And this went on all night long, man. What kind of jar? It's the cricket sound I associate with tripping. I don't know why. Every time I ever took acid, I always heard... All I could think of was these little crickets wearing little corduroy pants. Tripping will do that. I'm sorry. I tripped and I don't do it anymore, but I had a... Sorry, a lot of great times doing it. Used to wonder what moths bumped into before electric light bulbs were invented. Boy, light bulb really screwed up the moth, didn't it? First light bulb ever turned on, millions of moths. Hey, turn that light off. What did they do before? Are there moths on the way to the sun right now going, it's going to be worth it? Hell of a commute. You ever look at an anthill while you're tripping? Looks like a little city at rush hour. Trails of ants coming and going in perfect lines. For all we know, those ants are going, look at the traffic. Hey, man, it's a blade of grass. It's green. Go! You can make a right at Ladybug. Doing ant humor. But drugs. I got pulled over tripping once. That was my clue to get out, you know? Man, that was awful. Cop was tapping on this window. We're staring at him in this mirror over here. How tall are you? Ah, ambush. Big one and a little one. Twins. Be cool. So I don't drink. I don't do drugs. I do smoke, though. Ugh. I'm trying to quit, though. How many smokers do we have here? Listen to that energy they can pump out at will, huh? Thank you, guy. Can I have one of yours? Let me have one. I'm trying to quit buying. Yeah, I could save money for medical costs later if I do this. What is this, a player?
Yeah.
Yeah, how are they? Is it a menthol? Yeah. Nah, it's like smoking a shirt. I didn't need that eyebrow. Ah, that's good. How much do you smoke a day? Pack a week? You little pussy. God damn it. God, why don't you just put a fucking dress on and swish around for her? Pack a day. Pack a week. Pack a week. Can you imagine that kind of self-control? Jesus. I go through like 2 lighters a day. I'm starting to feel it. I would quit, but I'd tell you something. You non-smokers are not the best advertisement in the world. You little obnoxious weasels that you are. You're like gnats on a camping trip, man. Go away! The worst kind is when you're smoking and they just walk up and cough at you. I always say, shit, you're lucky you don't smoke. It's a hell of a cough you got there, brother. I smoke all day and don't cough like that. Maybe you were conceived with a weak sperm or something. Maybe your dad was jacking off and your mom sat on it at the last second. Did I overreact? I think that's kind of cruel. I'm smoking and you come up coughing at me? Jesus. You go up to cripple people dancing, you fuckers? Hey, Mr. Wheelchair, what's going on? Come on, Ironside, race you. You sadist. I mean the nerve. I do have this big fear in life of doing smoking jokes in my act, showing up 5 years from now going, good evening, everybody.
Remember me? Smoking's bad. It's no joke.
Man, I've seen somebody do that. Anybody ever seen that? Shit. Let me tell you something. If you're smoking out of a hole in your neck, I'd think about quitting. And that's just me, you know? I'm not trying to be stringent with a rule of thumb. Me, I'm chewing gum. Great. Every time I light up around my dad, he always has the same line. Does it make you think that you're cool? Yep. That's exactly what it does, Dad. How'd you know? Man, my dad. I look just like my dad. This scares me to death, man. I'm afraid I'm going to wake up one day and start acting like my dad. And I know he was a kid at one point. At what point did he become a goober? That's what I want to know. Shoot me the day before that goober transition. And all dads are goobers. I don't know what it is. Life just breaks a man. One day men just wake up and go, fuck it. I don't care what people think of me anymore. I'm going to wait for the paper boy in my underwear. I'm going to go to the mall in a Bermuda jumpsuit. I'm going to walk around the house in a robe that won't quite close. Hello, Daddy's fixing breakfast. Who wants sausage? Dad, you're a goober! I mean a major goober. I've seen my dad go into McDonald's and ask if they serve hamburgers before. Major level of gooberosity this. Excuse me, y'all serve burgers here? Just Dad waiting in the fucking car. Roll the windows up. Luckily, the kid behind the counter was acting like his dad. Wait a minute, I'll check. Nope. I'm telling you, man. You guys ever find yourselves sitting around the house not really thinking like that? That goober moment is almost upon you. When that sock starts dangling and you don't care, you got some serious fucking questions you better start asking yourself. You're about to start worrying about your lawn. I wonder how the lawn is. Let me strip to my jockeys. Go stand in my lawn. My goober castle. Let me survey my goober domain. Let me pick at my ear at hundreds of miles an hour. Dad, what the fuck is in your ear, man? My dad can get a key going in there. See a doctor, Dad. Man. Never got along with him when I was a kid. When I was younger, kids would come up to me. My dad can beat up your dad. I go, when? Go ahead. Shit, pop him with a rake. I don't care. Man, because dads do shit. I'm sorry. It takes a while to get over, man. Your dad ever cut your hair? Whew, man. Yeah. Remember that summer? Dad decided to save $3, become Vidal Sassoon, and emotionally scar me the rest of my fucking life. I'll cut your hair. Just bury it, man. Make you look like a little mass murderer.
Thanks, Dad. Now I know what a goober son looks like. Dad, we're the peanut people. What the fuck is this?
That's a fine haircut. That's my theory about mass murderers. Dads cut their hair. People kept laughing at them. Shut up. My dad cut my fucking hair too much. Dad would cut our hair. Then thankfully we'd go on vacation for the summer. Just to get away. Because, you know, it's like goobers on tour at that point. It's a tour of the whole country. I never understood summer vacations with my family. Because we did not get along together in a 5-bedroom house. Dad's idea was to put all of us in a car and drive through the desert in the hottest time of the year. Good call, Dad. Let's confront our tension. Were those vacations leisurely? Were they fun? No. Stress? We're going to get up at 2 a.m. I won't be on the road by 2:05. We're going to drive for 14-hour stretches in no direction whatsoever. Sun will always be shining through your window, Bill. Figure that out, buddy. I've seen the sun take turns with our car to beam through my fucking window. I'm like an ant under a magnifying glass back there. Dad, turn the air conditioning on, please. Nope, it eats up gas. Then, Dad, you take my college money and you turn that goddamn AC on, buddy. I'm not going to be a sunstroke mongoloid so you can save 2 cents a fucking mile. Hush. Heavens, knock, knock, Mr. Grumpy. Is Bill inside? I can be funny too, Bill. Heavens, have a plum. I don't want a plum. I want to be freeze-dried and mailed home. With that haircut? Drive on, Dad. So that happened. Nothing like being in a car with my mom for 14 hours a day either. Woo! That's a fucking dream come true. Talking, talking, talking. I want to scream at her. Mom, do you know anybody who doesn't have a fucking tumor? More people with tumors than Sinai hospitals ever had gone through their fucking door. Man. To be her friend, you have to have a prerequisite tumor. It's like a cover charge or something. Anyway, enough of that. Who are the students? Where are the students at? Very good, very good. All right. I respect that. I do. I went to college for 3 weeks, so anybody that doesn't. I could not get up for that 8 o'clock class as hard as I tried. You know that feeling? Yeah. I was going to night school, though. I did mention I drank at one time. I never had any luck in school, man. I tell you, first grade once, our teacher left the room for like a minute. We started playing keep away from this girl with her pencil. We're in first grade. We're all laughing. Y'all quit it. Give me my pencil. Quit it. Would you give me my pencil? Pencil came to me. I threw it. Went in this guy's eye. Shit. Everyone in class is going, Jesus, Hicks, it's a game. What are you, a psycho or something? And suddenly I'm Henry Lee Hicks. Because this guy can't catch a number 2 pencil like a normal human. I got it. Good move, you dork. I'm an assassin now. I always knew it. It was his haircut. I knew he was a psycho.
I quit it. It was a mistake. I'm learning.
One time I was late to class, but it's not late. No, it's tardy. Here's a fucking school word that means nothing. Try using that word outside of school. Try being late to work and using it. Hey, am I tardy? No, you're fired. So anyway, I'm late, tardy, whatever. Class has started. I'm sitting down. Guy next to me yanks my chair out from under me. I hit the floor, middle class. Even the teacher cracks up. What you get for being tardy? Later on, that guy was late. Class had started. He's sitting down. I yank his chair out from under him. Boom, middle of class. Breaks his fucking back.
Get up. Try. Damn.
That guy was in every one of my classes the next 5 years. Real funny, Hicks. The guy with one eye pushed him around.
Man,
what am I supposed to say to these guys? Well, y'all can park closer to the school now. No more tardies. May I be of some help? It's all true. Sir, you bought lingerie for your wife. God damn it. Admit it.
Yes,
yes he has. Is that? Has he got a little nasty side to him? Has he really? A little bit. I always wanted to get my girlfriend a crotchless G-string. I guess that would be a string. I don't know. Shut up. I'll tell you when it's your turn to make jokes, okay? What are you majoring in? Political science. You're hoping to open up your own country when you get out, I guess. Right? I majored in philosophy when I was in school, my 3 weeks. It was funny. I took it in the summertime. All I had in my classes were football players trying to make up credits. They thought philosophy was like an elective, right? It was great. The instructor would come out, God is consciousness, and we are all God, trying to realize our full potential. I'm in the back going, whoa, heavy duty. Guy in the back row would go, yeah, are we going to need to know that? Is that going to be on the quiz? I jot that one down. But that's me. What do you do, sir? Medical sales. What does that entail? Medical equipment. Yeah. Oh, man. You got a boss? Three of them. Jesus, dude. You're coming from every side at you. Get rid of that job right now. I command you to quit. Bosses, man. Aren't they something? I used to always get, Hicks, how come you're not working? I go, there's nothing to do. Well, you pretend like you're working. Yeah, why don't you pretend I'm working? Yeah, shit, you get paid more than me, you fantasize. Hell, pretend I'm mopping. Knock yourself out. I'll pretend they're buying stuff. We can close up. I'm the boss now, you're fired. How's that, buddy? There's a fantasy right off the tip of my head. I had one good job when I was growing up. I used to work at a lady shoe store, which I loved that job. Women, not only did women come in all day, cool, they came in wearing dresses to try on shoes. Now, I'm the guy helping them on with their shoes. Now, I don't know if you ladies do that on purpose, but thank you. I mean, all day long. They'd be sitting there in skirts going, how does that look? And I'd be going, that looks great. Yeah, it's you. It's definitely you. Oh, it's kind of tight. I could stretch it out for you. Oh, when I was fired from that job, I actually had to use the shoehorn. All right, I'm hung like a seahorse. Relax. seahorse joke goes around the room slow, doesn't it? Seahorse. Horse, but then a seahorse. That's funny. Yeah, a seahorse. We're with you. Used to work out in Hollywood at a movie theater that showed nothing but horror movies. Very scary. People that came into those things were scarier than any of those fucking movies, man. I mean, you could hear stuff in that audience like, I remember when I cut off a head. Am I in your way? Who needs popcorn? Telling you, there's some psychos out there, man. If I ever snap, it will be in traffic, I'll warn you now. That's when I have my moments. Man, if I'm at a red light and the guy before me has his right blinker blinking and he doesn't turn, oh man, I'm just, fuck it. You can make a right on red! Asshole, everybody in the goddamn world knows that. Children raised by wolves know that. Fucking wolves know it. If you could teach a wolf to speak, it would say, roo, roo, right on red! I mean, it's that obvious. It is. It's that aware. Be aware of it. Yeah, it'll be in traffic when I go. Why is the first guy at the light always the last to see the light change to green? That's starting to eat at me. Wouldn't you think speed of light, distance, he'd be the first? I mean, that's physics. But no, there's always 19 cars behind him. Go, 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 go! It's green. That's as green as it gets. Go! I'm getting older. Finally, he snaps and putters through the yellow. Oh, shit. Stuck at the same fucking light. I'm thinking, I hope that guy dies on the way home. I hope he's cut in two by a train in front of his kids. They can watch both halves of their moron daddy wiggle like worms on a hot pavement. You're too stupid to fucking drive. You should have been a blowjob. Then behind me I hear, go! Never said I was perfect. I don't know how I've been feeling. I guess I've been feeling all right lately, but I don't know what kind of face I have on. I've had total strangers walk up to me out of the blue lately and go, what's wrong? Nothing. Well, it takes more energy to frown than it does to smile. Yeah, you know, it takes more energy to point that out than it does to leave me alone. From me. People are so retarded. The other day, I was watching Entertainment Tonight, and they announced that Jack Nicholson stands to make $60 million for Batman. I'm sitting there watching that, and I'm going, $60 million? Jesus. This guy next to me goes, yeah, but taxes eat that up. You fucking retard. Yeah, Jack's just scrambling for rent. Give me another fucking day. I'll have it. People are such retards. Every time Mike Tyson fights, you always run across some joker who goes, hey, for that much money, I'd fight him. You'd have a lot of fun spinning it in a fucking body cast, too, buddy. I'd love to see some pot-bellied plumber in the ring with Tyson. Tyson's just, you feeling rich, motherfucker? After the fight, he says, wow, who's that rich dude? They paid me. I got the check in my pocket. Right here. Unfortunately, he hit me in the fucking arm, but it's right there. If I could just get to it. I got the money. I did. Was it worth it? I don't know. Taxes are going to take a lot, but... Man. Fucking Tyson, man. He's got to start fighting all these contenders in one night. Just have him take numbers. Number 28, that's me.
Ding.
Number 29.
Ding.
Or all at once. Grab his hand.
Ding.
Hit him with a car.
Ding.
Shit. Man, Tyson's what, 22 years old? He's been on the front page of the paper the last year. You think he's built up a head of steam? Imagine getting in the ring with Tyson. All you hear is Don King go, Mike, just pretend he's Robin.
Ding.
Jesus, first round death. Hey, Mike, how'd you feel about crushing that guy's skull?
I threw some good punches.
Is that him?
He was a fool to come at me with his primitive skills.
Yeah, Mike, but he's a rich fool, goddammit. This is a great job. See this guy by every highway. What the hell's he survey all day long? You know what he surveys? That dick with the stick. Be depressing looking at this fucking loser all day long. What a doofus. How do you advertise for that job? Are you willing to stand in the sun by the freeway and be called asshole by air-conditioned oncoming cars? Shit, I could do that. I'd make that guy go in front of traffic all day.
Hey, cut it out. That hurt.
Luckily, it was a Chevette.
Shit, I think I killed him.
Just drive your Chevette up the seat of a surveyor's assistant. Oh, man. Are there any questions? You are the quietest group of people I've ever met. This is not a cut. It's very nice. What are you majoring in? Math? Is that what are you gonna do? What do you do as a math major? And then what? I don't know. I'm sounding like your dad, aren't I? What are you gonna do with your life? Thanks, Dad. I'm gonna get the fuck out of the house as quickly as possible. I used to love that. I love that one of the parent things I love is when they give you money when you're a kid to buy them Christmas gifts. Like, well, son, I gave you $100. Well, Dad, enjoy your work socks. I'm going to be playing video games for the next 3 months. See ya. Boy, my dad's nice. Man. What do you do, man? Yes, no, her, I'm cross-eyed. Oh, yeah. Yes, you. Second vocation. What are you majoring in? Social work. Admirable.
Thank you.
Admirable. We need that. I have no social work jokes. I'm sorry. You won't mind if I get right to the dick jokes, do you? Okay. I'm sorry. I just want to participate in the show, and we'll move on to the stuff I've planned for years. Okay. Who's a psychologist? Who is that? You are? See, Freud had that thing, the Oedipal theory. You know that? That all men want to sleep with their moms. I thought that was ridiculous. And one day, I saw a picture of Freud's mom. Wow. Man! I tell you, I could see her in some hose with the bottom cut out. I really could. Well, maybe Freud was onto something, you know. My mom, no fucking way. But Freud's? Jesus. Ridiculous. What do you do? No, her. I'm back to her again. Yeah, sure. Sorry, I'm cross-eyed. Work on a PC? What is that? Personal computer. Ew. I got a theory. By the year 2000, there'll be two types of jobs: people that work with computers and people that sweep up computer tape. Damn it, I should have gotten a fucking computer. You do know that by the year 2000, all malls in the world are going to be connected. You do know that, don't you? What do you do, sir? Only I'd known you a year ago. You would be wearing something besides that fucking penny shirt, buddy. If only I'd kept my receipts for all those drug years. George Bush says we are losing the war on drugs. You know what that implies? There's a war being fought, and people on drugs are winning it. What does that say about drugs? They're winning a war, and they're fucked up. Jesus. No more drugs. What do you do? Did it? Manage a restaurant. Which one? Don't ask. Sorry, it's too late.
A small one.
A small one. Which one? Just tell me. Tell me. Fast food. Is it McDonald's? God, I gotta find somebody who works for McDonald's, because I want to tell them. I want to go right up in their face and say, look, if I want a fucking hot apple goddamn pie, I'll order it! Yeah, like a Big Mac, fries, and a large Coke. Would you like a hot apple pie with that? Ah! Actually, all I wanted was that hot apple pie. Fuck the Big Mac. Give me a crate of hot apple pie. Hot apple fucking pie. If I want one, trust me that I'll remember to order it. Okay, thanks. What restaurant? Fast food, what is it? Burger King. Jack in the Box. Hardee's. It's good. What's left? What's left? White Castle. Wendy's? Smaller. This is great. I didn't know we'd turn into a fucking game show, did you? Okay, 20 guys. How many do I got left?
More like a sex shop
than a retail. More like a what? A sex shop? It's more like a snapshot. Snack shop. Kmart? 7-Eleven? White Pantry? 7-Eleven? Venture? It really is fucking small. No one here knows. It's out of your garage, isn't it? Yeah, do you got anything to eat? Well, venture back to that shed. I'll wrap you up a ding-dong I made in the kitchen last night. There's no such fucking thing. You're a psycho bitch, aren't you? You are. You're dreaming about a fucking venture. Who here's heard of a venture? Thanks. Make me look like a calloused asshole up here. A venture? Why was that so hard to get to? Is the whole organization filled with this much pride? Or this may be why we're lacking in knowing this thing. No. I went to a Vietnamese restaurant today. That was really good. Vietnamese food, you like that? In Chicago. Sorry, I don't know if you noticed this, but you have a pretty metropolitan city here. Sorry. But it was really good, Vietnamese. But after I was done, I had some food left over, so I asked the waiter for a doggy bag. He goes, you want another one? What the fuck did I just eat? Yeah, number 12, doggy bag. We scraped the hair and the bristles off the scrotum, and then we bought... Don't you ever serve me doggy bag. What a delicacy. It's not... Went to a restaurant the other day. One of these restaurants gives you a number. When your food is ready, they call your number out. Man, I was the only one there, and they still called my number out. Very scary. I mean, I'm the only one in the building. They came out. Number 28? I was just... People are so fucking strange. I'm staying at the hotel here. Can somebody help me? Does do not disturb me knock immediately in Spanish? Or what's the fucking problem here? Do not disturb. They're there every morning. Housekeeping. You need fresh towels? Yeah, I'm going to need fresh towels to wipe up your blood. Do not fucking disturb. I got the chain on the door. Is somebody in there? No, I hung the chain on the door, then I jumped out of the fucking window. I didn't have fresh goddamn towels. I went to bed 2 minutes ago. They'll even walk in with a pass key. Have you ever had that in your hotel room? Do not disturb. On the fucking door, you're in the room. Housekeeping just strolls right in. I'm sitting there going, hey, hey, hey! Yeah, I need fresh towels, quick. Hey, she started it. Didn't say walk in and catch me jacking off. It said do not disturb. If it had said that, she'd have never showed. Man. They got these things in the hotels now called Spectrovision. You know what that is? The movie channel where you buy the movies. Really annoying. They got these movies that say they're adult features. The movie's called Sex Kittens Adult Feature in parentheses underneath it. I'm an adult. I'm in Chicago. Let's see this fucking film. You ever seen one of these? It's a pornographic movie, but the pornography is cut out. Ah! Boy, there's a frustrating hour. I don't think the plot and dialogue alone are enough to carry these films, y'all. Maybe I'm hypercritical, but they got all these weird cuts where you don't see the woman at all, but what do they leave in? Ah, the guy's hairy ass. Ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding. Housekeeping. Would you go away? I'm looking at a guy's hairy bobbin ass in here. Ding, 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 ding. What am I doing looking at a hairy bobbin man ass? When did a hairy bobbin man ass become adult entertainment in our country? Did I miss a meeting? I mean, I got to pay for these movies at the end of the week. The clerk at the front desk is going, so you're the guy that bought all those Harry Bob and Man Butt movies, huh? Hey, that movie was called Pink Librarians. If it was called Harry Bob and Man Ass, I'd have never bought that motherfucker. I swear. I swear it. I beseech you. I could have looked at my own ass. What do you mean? Why would I spend that money? Once y'all stay in a hotel, you'll really crack up at that. Anyway. Man! Women, as a general rule, do not like pornography. I don't know what it is. They don't get the same visual stimulation that guys get. Not a matter of better or worse. It's just a difference. That's why there are hundreds of magazines for men with pictures of naked women and one magazine for women, pictures of naked guys that nobody buys. Except men. Who are visually stimulated. I was looking at Playboy the other day. This is kind of strange. Remember, Playboy was the first magazine to come out with the women, right? Right. This lady knows. None of you know. Fucking college students, these are. Are these your peers at school? Fucking go in there and slam them around. Fuck them. They're ignorant little white fucking spoiled pussies. They never stayed in hotel rooms. They don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. It's me and you against the world, all right? Blood pack? Don't take that wrong. What was I talking about? Oh, Playboy. You've seen Playboy magazine, sir, correct? It's like the James Bond movies. They just quit growing in 72, haven't they? Have you looked? I was looking the other day, and I noticed something really strange about it, but the women have their assholes airbrushed out. Do I have too much free time? Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, the woman was bent over, she had her ass pulled apart, and no asshole. Sorry, my mind notices these things. On the back of those interesting facts about our playmate, what's the weirdest thing that ever happened to you? Yeah, I've never shit. Look, I have no asshole. Is that weird? Do I seem jaded to you people? We live in very troubled times. Man, you know, we got AIDS. What other generation had anything comparable to AIDS, you know? The 50s, rug burn. I got a theory. When they come out with a cure for AIDS, guaranteed one shot, no problem, cure, on that day, there's going to be fucking in the streets, man. It's over! Who are you? Come here. They went, what's your name? No, it's over. Yeah, woo! Man, there's going to be news cameras on every corner on that day. They're fucking everywhere! This is Dan Rather, and you're not going to believe this yet. Of course, all you're going to see on the news is ding, 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 ding. You guys have been great. Hope you enjoyed it. Thank you. Good night.